The following segment is from the off-day debrief on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
For me, stats, what a surprise. I'm taking the Colts on the under of 10.
Most predictable choice.
Look, is Carson Wentz an upgrade on Phillip Rivers from last year?
Maybe. Probably not.
But that's the thing. Probably not. I mean, you can't say with confidence that he is. You can't say yes, definitely. That you cannot say that. I mean, you can hope for that if you're a Colts fan, but there's just no way of feeling confident about that. And I think the Colts have been a little overrated here, as I talked about again on Monday, in terms of Chris Ballard and Frank Reich and everything. Not bad at all. Not certainly not frauds, but I just think, you know, the way we talk about them is like they're like this great team. They can do no wrong. They have no flaws. Now, the division there kind of makes me wonder if I'll regret this because it's not a great division with the Texans in there. I don't buy the Jags at all, which I think you're going to touch on. And then even the Titans, I think the Titans might take a step back. So they might win and get the over just by the nature of the division. And I look foolish for that, but I got to go with my guns. What have I been saying about Carson Wentz all offseason? I legitimately don't have any like remorse or fear that like he's going to make the Eagles pay for moving on from him. I am quite concerned about his future, especially seeing that like I haven't seen a guy who looks like he's humbled or he's changed. And until he proves otherwise, and maybe he does prove me wrong, but I'm not going to just count on that happening.
And we're not talking about them winning 7 or 8 games. They got to win 11 games to hit the over, 11 out of 17. Even if you believe in Carson Wentz, that's a lot to ask. That's a tall order for me. So I totally get why you were there. I didn't want to touch that one because I just don't know what we're going to see from Carson. Like, he could go one of two ways. He could be really good and look good because they have an offensive line there that's really good. They're going to put some more weapons around him, I think. So he could be good, but he could also, like you said, be that guy that pouted in Philadelphia and sort of packed it in when times got tough. So I didn't feel comfortable enough to go with the Colts, but I follow your logic and I don't see any zero lies detected, as they say.
The fumbles are always just going to be an issue with him, which, again, talked about Monday. I keep saying that like a broken record. And also, I just wonder if the defense might take a little bit of a step back just because – year-to-year defense just isn't as sticky in terms of like what you can expect as much as an elite offense is. And the offense, you know, I just don't know what we're going to get out of that. So where are you going in the AFC South?
This was easy for me. You mentioned it. The Jags under 6.5. I have made no bones about this from the second the news broke. I am not an Urban Meyer guy. I don't like Urban Meyer as a person, and I don't like him as a football coach in the NFL. If you go back and look at his history, anytime he's won big, and I'm talking about championships, I'm not talking about Mountain West titles. When he's won big, he has had way more talent than anybody else. Well, guess what, coach? You are leading the Jags. You know what you don't have? You don't have more talent than anybody else. And I think that Urban Meyer is going to be a disaster. And when you look at his staff, BLG, Daryl Bevel is your offensive coordinator. Daryl Bevel is like one of two coaches in the entire league that could stop Russell Wilson. The other one is Pete Carroll. He's still in Seattle. You brought Daryl Bevel to your team. You're going to have Trevor Lawrence, right? This jewel of the draft, the prospect of prospects, generational guy. And you're going to pair him with Daryl freaking Bevel? I am not buying into the Jags. I don't know how invested Urban Meyer is. Every time the going gets tough, Urban Meyer finds a way to hit the door. You know, whether it's a health issue or whatever it is, I'm not all in on Urban Meyer. I'm not all in on the Jags roster. I think every team in the division is better. I am pounding the under with Jacksonville.
Would it shock you if the Jags were picking number one in the 2022 NFL draft?
No, that's the thing. I don't know that they're definitely better than a single team in the league. Do you?
They had the youngest roster in the league last year, I believe, and a lot of that is still there. And that's not to say that, you know, I mean, on the upside of that, there's potential there in theory. And maybe those players can get better and develop. But I still think it's a very young roster and they're not ready to win. And the head coach is absolutely a major question mark. Going back to the theme of this episode for me, apparently, like football karma. I mean, not there for Urban Meyer. So I don't know why I'm going to bet on that. Yeah, I mean, the onus has to be on him to prove it. I don't think he comes into the NFL and you're like, oh, we just give Urban Meyer the benefit of the doubt because he's won everywhere. No, it's a totally different equation. And just to the start, he's off, you know, with the whole strength and conditioning coach thing. I just know, like, why do I feel, what makes me feel good about this? Trevor Lawrence does, having him, sure. But I mean, maybe if anyone could mess it up, it would be this situation.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.